Daniel taught himself to sense objects with sound at a young age. Who taught Daniel to sense objects with sound? Daniel taught himself to sense objects with sound. He soon began to explore the world around him, and his mother never tried to hold him back. Did his mother try to hold Daniel back? No, his mother didn't try to hold him back. He learned to climb trees, explore his neighborhood, and at the age of 11, to walk to school alone. How old was he when he learned to walk to school alone? He was 11 when he learned to walk to school alone. He even taught himself to ride a bicycle. Did his mother teach him to ride a bicycle? No, his mother didn't teach him to ride a bicycle. Who taught him to ride a bicycle? He taught himself to ride a bicycle. It wasn't always smooth sailing, though. Was it smooth sailing? No, it wasn't always smooth sailing. Once he broke his teeth when he ran into a pole while riding a friend's bicycle. What did he run into? He ran into a pole. What was he doing when he ran into a pole? He was riding a bicycle when he ran into a pole. While most mothers would have rushed to protect their child from further danger, Daniel's mother doubled down on her commitment to freedom. Who doubled down? Daniel's mother doubled down. The very next day, she bought him a bicycle of his very own. What did she do the next day after he broke his teeth? The next day after he broke his teeth, she bought him a bicycle of his own. Not everyone shared Daniel's mother's commitment to let him face danger and learn from it. Did most people think like Daniel's mother? No, most people didn't think like Daniel's mother. Daniel was surrounded by people who doubted his abilities. Did most people believe in Daniel? No, most people didn't believe in Daniel. Most people doubted his abilities. They wanted to force him to fit their expectations of how blind people should live. Did they want Daniel to fit their expectations? Yes, they wanted Daniel to fit their expectations. The police said he needed to be protected. His grandmother said he needed to be protected. What did the police say? The police said he needed to be protected. What did his grandmother say? His grandmother said he needed to be protected. The neighbors thought that he shouldn't be riding a bicycle. What did the neighbors think? The neighbors thought he shouldn't be riding a bicycle. They said, "How can you let him do that?" "How can I not?" she answered. Even his teachers at school said he should stop clicking because it wasn't socially acceptable. Why did his teachers want him to stop clicking? His teachers wanted him to stop clicking because it wasn't socially acceptable. Luckily, Daniel's mother was the strongest influence on his life, and she refused to let other people's fear control her son. Now Daniel believes that the only thing that stops blind people from seeing is their beliefs. What does Daniel believe is the only thing that stops blind people from seeing? Daniel believes that the only thing that stops blind people from seeing is their beliefs. He now teaches other blind people to use echolocation to make images of the world through sound, all by changing their expectations of what is possible. What does Daniel teach other people to do? Daniel teaches other people to use echolocation to make images of the world through sound. Daniel's NGO, World Access for the Blind, has trained nearly 10,000 people in close to 40 countries. How many people has Daniel's NGO trained? Daniel's NGO has trained nearly 10,000 people. How many countries has his NGO worked in? His NGO has worked in close to 40 countries. Learning echolocation is not easy. Is learning echolocation easy? No, learning echolocation is not easy. Daniel says the biggest obstacle to learning is love. What's the biggest obstacle to learning? The biggest obstacle to learning is love. The mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters of the blind naturally want to protect them. Who naturally wants to protect them? The mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters of the blind naturally want to protect them. As they approach busy roads or other potentially dangerous situations, they can't help but step in and guide their loved one to safety. Do they step in and guide their loved one to safety? Yes, they step in and guide their loved one to safety. But this outpouring of love has the unintended effect of imprisoning their loved one. Does this imprison their loved one? Yes, this imprisons their loved one. Is this their intention? No, this isn't their intention. They never learn to trust their echolocation skills and build the confidence that comes from facing and surviving a world of danger. Does this stop them from building confidence? Yes, this stops them from building confidence. Because of this, much of Daniel's teaching focuses on educating the families of the blind on how their beliefs are part of the problem. Does Daniel just focus on blind people? No, he doesn't just focus on blind people. He also focuses on educating the families of the blind. While Daniel's NGO demonstrates the extraordinary power of belief for the blind, what does the power of expectancy mean for the rest of us? As children, our parents might have taught us to believe in ourselves, but what about believing in others? Did your parents teach you to believe in yourself? If it's true that success in life is guided by the mental vibrations of others, the responsibility to tend the gardens of our mind becomes that much more important. Do you think success in life can be influenced by the mental vibrations of others? It's been said that we are the composite of the five people we spend the most time with. Who do you spend the most time with? Do these people believe in you? And do you believe in them?